Time for Look at Sports. I'm Jim Field. In the State Boys Baseball Championships yesterday, Class 2A quarterfinals held in Des Moines. It was Cole Jackson throwing a no-hitter and striking out 15 in the top-ranked North Polk Comets 7-1 win over the Maple Valley Rams. Jackson did walk a batter in that win. Shane Dansko advanced to third with two errors to lead off the game for the Rams, but he was stranded when Jackson struck out Corey Kuhlman and Sean Flanagan to get out of that first inning. Jackson worked 5 1-2-3 innings in the game as North Polk wins it 7-1 to advance. Roland Story, the fifth seed, scored four runs in the first two innings to beat fourth-seeded South Winneshiek 4-1. Tyler Hovick doubled down the right field line as the Norsemen jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning, scoring Zach Hovick and Alex Urbanek. Roland Story struck again in the second, with Ben Clark and Urbanek both picking up RBI singles. 4-1, Roland Story the winner. Behind a four-run second inning, Dyersville-Beckman Catholic began defensive their Class 2A title with a 6-3 victory over Hinton. Down 1-0, the Trailblazers collected five hits in the four-run second inning. Connor Klosterman led the Trailblazers, going 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs and was a home run short of completing the cycle. 6-3, Beckman Catholic the winner over Hinton. Second-ranked Van Meter rallied past Iowa City Regina 2-1 yesterday. Regina took a 1-0 lead in the third inning. Van Meter then scored two runs in the bottom of the third on three hits and an error for a 2-1 lead. Zach Forrett and Brandon Britton had RBI singles for the Bulldogs. Britton struck out the side in the seventh inning as he fanned nine, scattering four hits in that victory. Van Meter advances with a 2-1 win over Iowa City Regina. The semifinals are set for Thursday night, North Polk playing Roland Story and Beckman Catholic facing off against Van Meter. Today's Class 3A quarterfinals. The Tuesday action includes four more games, all in Class 3A. Waverly-Shellrock will face off against Solon in the first game of the day. That'll be at noon. Harlan will play Assumption in the 2 o'clock matchup, the second game of the afternoon doubleheader. The Cyclones are 25-8. Assumption comes in 23-15 on the season. That's a 2 o'clock start. Also tonight, Sergeant Bluff-Luton will face Algona, and Fairfield will play Dallas Center Grimes in the late game at Principal Park. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, both the Cards and the Royals had the day off. Elsewhere, though, in interleague play, it was Tampa Bay over Milwaukee 2-1. In the American League, Toronto beat up on Boston 14-1. Texas beat the New York Yankees 4-2. Houston over Oakland 7-3. In the National League, Atlanta topping San Diego 2-0. Arizona beat Cincinnati in 15 innings 2-1. The Mets over the Phillies 7-1. Miami beat Washington 7-6. It was the Cubs over the Rockies 4-1. And the Pirates beat the Giants 5-0. In Pacific Coast League play, Omaha beat New Orleans by a final of 7-6. Tonight, Iowa's at New Orleans, while Memphis will visit Omaha. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have a little more infield depth following their deal with the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs have shipped second baseman Darwin Barney and some cash to the Dodgers for a player to be named. The move comes 6 days after he was designated for assignment by the Cubs. Barney won a Gold Glove in 2012 after tying the Major League single-season record with 141 consecutive errorless games, but he hit just .230 with 16 RBIs in 72 games this year. Also around the majors, the Toronto Blue Jays have traded right-hander Liam Hendricks and catcher Eric Kratz to Kansas City for infielder Danny Valencia. The 29-year-old Valencia hit .282 with two homers and 11 RBIs in 36 games for the Royals. Tampa Bay has reinstated reliever Joel Peralta from the 15-day disabled list and designated left-hander Eric Bedard for assignment. Peralta went 2-3 with a .415 earned run average before missing 9 games with an illness. Bedard was 4-6 with a .476 earned run average in 17 games, including 15 starts. The Oakland Athletics have put outfielder Craig Gentry on the 15-day disabled list because of a broken right hand that he suffered when he was hit by a pitch Sunday in Texas. The A's filled the roster spot by promoting outfielder Billy Burns from AA Midland. In football news, an MRI shows that Carolina Panthers wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin has a bruise on his left knee. The first-round draft pick will miss a few days of camp. Benjamin bumped knees with another player during practice on Sunday. Benjamin has been working with the starters and is having an outstanding camp. The former Florida State standout was the 28th player picked in the draft. Elsewhere around NFL training camp news, the Detroit Lions are postponing contract talks with All-Pro defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh until after the season. Suh becomes a free agent after the season, and the Lions could still keep him by using their franchise tag on him. Suh has 27.5 sacks since being taken by the Lions with the second overall pick in the 2010 NFL draft. Kyle Rudolph signed a new 5-year contract extension to match the significant value the Minnesota Vikings tight end has provided their offense. Rudolph has 1,055 yards and 15 touchdowns over his 3-year NFL career. Broncos top wide receiver Demaryius Thomas has returned from bereavement leave, but he missed practice Monday morning because his flight from Georgia didn't get back in time for him to participate in that workout. Thomas missed the first 5 days of training camp for the AFC champs following the death last week of his grandmother in Georgia. He was back in time for the evening walkthrough. Jacksonville Jaguars guard Zane Beatles has pledged $750,000 to Utah's football program. That's the largest gift given to the school by a former player. Beatles signed a 5-year, $30 million free agent contract in March. In basketball news, the Los Angeles Lakers have finally confirmed that Byron Scott is their new head coach, and they'll introduce him at a news conference today. Scott told reporters last weekend that he'd been hired by the Lakers, who have been without a coach since Mike D'Antoni resigned April 30th. Scott is the 25th head coach in franchise history. The Lakers also have re-signed Wesley Johnson, who set career highs when he averaged 9.1 points and 4.4 rebounds while playing in a team-high 79 games last season. The Minnesota Timberwolves and free agent guard Mo Williams have agreed to a 1-year deal worth $3.75 million. Williams averaged 9.7 points last season, his lowest total since his rookie year in 2003 and 2004. He turns 32 in December, and he gives the Wolves some much-needed experience behind starting guards Ricky Rubio and Kevin Martin. And Donald Sterling's ship has sailed. The Los Angeles Clippers are about to belong to Steve Ballmer after a judge ruled against Sterling, clearing the way for the record-breaking $2 billion purchase of the NBA team by the former Microsoft CEO. Judge Michael Levanis sided with Sterling's estranged wife in the case that arose after the 80-year-old billionaire was banned by the league for making offensive remarks about blacks. Shelley Sterling sought the court's approval for the deal she negotiated after taking control of a family trust. She removed her husband as a trustee after two doctors found he had Alzheimer's disease and couldn't manage his affairs. Donald Sterling can still fight the decision through the appeals process. However, an unusual provision of the ruling bars him from seeking a court-ordered delay of the sale as he appeals. His lawyers plan to seek permission from an appellate court to file an appeal. Donald Sterling claimed his wife deceived him about the medical exams, and he has vowed to fight the NBA until his death. That's Check of Sports. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.